Okay, we continue Siddur Snippets, but then we'll break for Hanukkah. We currently don't have a sponsor. Anyone interested potentially in sponsoring Siddur Snippets? Get mentioned in the beginning of each snippet in honor and memory. Please email, contact Lee, L-E-E at brsonline.org, L-E-E at brsonline.org. We are on the addendum to the Amidah Elokai Netzor. This was added on, and there is leeway and flexibility for us to insert our own heartfelt tefillos. We began with a wish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us find the energy, the courage, the discipline to not misuse the power of speech. We just finished the Amidah, in which we channel and harness speech in its highest purpose, namely, to talk to Hashem. In fact, we know that Adam was given the capacity for speech. Ruach Mamalala, the Unkla says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled, animated man, made him a dynamic, vibrant, living being. And Unklish translates it means he gave the power of speech. What differentiated humanity from the animal world was that power of speech. And the question is asked, to whom is man meant to speak? At first he's all alone. Chava had not yet been separated from Adam. So who is he speaking to? Why is he given this power of speech? And what we see is that the original intent, the original gift, the original power of speech is to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can also talk to our spouse and our children and our friends and our chavrusa and our neighbors and our community members. We can also use the power of speech to talk to others. That's an additional bonus. But the original power of speech, the potency of speech, the gift of speech, is to be able to speak to the Ribono Shalom. So we begin with a tefillah. Don't misuse or abuse it. Elokai netzor lashoni meirad. Not shmor netzor. Stop me from gossiping or speaking deceit. And as a reward, let those who curse me, I should also be silent. Not only should I know when to speak, help me know and learn when to be silent. My soul should be ka'afar lakotia. Open my heart for Torah. And what we're up to is of a mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. Let my soul, my nefesh, run after, pursue mitzvahs. Not only be drawn and attracted to the physical material world, possessions and things, but let me not only fulfill mitzvahs, that's a low level. That's a level of obligation. Let me not only fulfill, but tirdof. Let me run after, let me pursue, let me chase mitzvahs. Let me, that be the mentality that I have. Uva mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. There are many tirdos and redifos. There are many tasks that occupy a person. Many things that we have to run after. People have to run after work, and people have to run after errands, and people have to, there's countless things that we have to do. But let the thing that we're running after is the opportunity. It should be infused and informed with running after mitzvos. This language of tirdof, of running after, this is what, in the last moments, we're still holding on to Zos Chanukah. It's not Os Chanukah, it's Zos Chanukah. We're still holding on a little bit longer. So what the Yevanim understood was the danger and threat was not our fulfillment and performance of mitzvos. Lahavira mechukei ritzonecha. They wanted to break and take away our ratzon. Not just to do a mitzvah, but to do it with ratzon. To do it running. To do it pursuing and chasing, to do it mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. They were okay, they could live with our fulfilling mitzvahs. What bothered them and threatened them, what they tried to squash and extinguish, was that notion of mechukei ritzonecha, that we were ruts, we were running, because the same roots, the same word, rotzeh, that what we want, we run after. Just like when we run, we get from point A to point B faster. When we have drive and ambition, when we have a ratzon, we get from point A to point B faster. And tirdof nafshi, that should be what my soul is running after. That should be who I am. That should be what I'm about. We quoted from Rav Druk, Vayisrotza banam bekirba, when Rivka feels them, they're not running. There's no room to run with inside a womb. Not one baby, certainly not when there are twins. What did it mean that Yaakov and Esav were running, trying to get out? Vayisrotzatzuz milashon ratz, ratzon. Their ratzon. Where we run, what we run after, reveals where our ratzon is. What we run to go to do, what we run to fulfill, what we run, what we chase, is indeed revealing where our ratzon is, what we really care about. And then we continue. V'chol hachoshvim alai ra'a, mehira hafer atzasam v'kakel machashavtam. And all those who think about me, now v'chol, it's pretty depressing, Elokai Netzor. First of all, we have v'lim kalalai. Not in case, epis, maybe there's somebody who wants to curse me. No, v'lim, everyone has someone who wants to curse them. V'lim, you ever think about what we're saying in Elokai Netzor? V'lim kalalai, to the people who want to curse me. V'chol l'choshim alai ra, and the people who wish me harm. Not if, maybe, epis, there's somebody. No, v'chol l'choshim alai ra. Everybody has somebody. So what do we ask Hashem to do? Mehera hafer atzasam v'kalkel machashavtam. Kodesh Baruch Hu, quickly counter their counsel and frustrate, stop their intention, their machshava, what they're trying to do. The Avud Raham says that if I'm pursued by those who think poorly of me and want to harm me, the antidote is my running after mitzvos. Measure for measure, it's mida keneged mida. Because acharei mitzvos secha tirdof nafshi, nobody will be rodef me. Chalachoshim alai ra'a. What's the difference between these two expressions? We'll end with this. Hafer atzasam and kakel machashavtam. What's the difference? So Chaim Freelander, the great Mashkiach, says, Eitzah is closer to being put into action. Person who has an Eitzah has an action plan. Person who has an action plan, Mehera hafer atzasam, needs to be stopped in his tracks. Ribono shel Olam, someone's got an action plan of how they're going to harm me, quickly stop it. But the machshava, kakel machashavtam, so that we don't even have to initially feel or sense any fear. That machshava is the initial thought before the Eitzah, even before the action plan of how they plan to carry out, is the original machshava, the original feeling that they have. So Hashem counter and stop their action plan, but even before that, undermine whatever their negative machshava, wherever this is coming from in them towards me, please eliminate it and remove it so they don't have that feeling towards me whatsoever. That's the opinion of Rav Chaim Friedlander. We'll quote, based on the Malbim, another pshat when we continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night.